One of the first movies I saw as a kid was the 1966 spoof, The Russians Are Coming, The Russians Are Coming. I didn't get the Cold War context at the time, but it's a comedy about a Soviet submarine that runs aground off a small New England coastal town. Panic and mayhem ensue.
The Russians have landed.
This whole dang island's under attack by Russians.
Big boats.
Yes.
Motor powered boats.
All different kinds of boats, yes.
They're Russians.
Well, there's a very different vision of a Russian invasion that's about to air on Norwegian TV. It's an action thriller, and it's called Occupied. The plot? Russia invades Norway at the urgent request of the European Union after Norway's new eco-activist government stops oil and gas production in the North Sea.
I am speaking on behalf of the entire Union. Your gas and oil production will be restarted. The Russian government has kindly agreed to assist Norway.
Men nå skal jeg trekke disse ut av landet.
Men vi får jo ikke hjelp! USA kommer jo ikke til å løfte en finger der.
The 10-part miniseries is the most expensive in Norwegian TV history, and it was written by a big name in crime fiction, Norwegian novelist Jo Nesbø. Erik Skoldeberg directed the series.
It was bold, but it was very intriguing, I thought. And the what-if scenario about Norway and how would we react, how would I react, is what really attracted me to the series.
It's interesting. He wrote this in 2008, which was long before Russia kind of moved in on Ukraine or moved in on Crimea. Does it have a different feel with that backdrop?
When I was first approached in 2013, looking at the idea, I thought it didn't seem that realistic at the time. And I thought part of my job would be to try and make it feel realistic within a fictional environment. But it plays upon the idea that it's possible.
This series hasn't even aired yet, and the Russian ambassador in Oslo has already made a statement about the series, saying that it's unfortunate and that it kind of plays on Cold War stereotypes about Russians. Were you surprised that Russia made such a statement?
From a Russian ambassador based in Norway, I guess that's not so surprising. But what I would like to stress, though, is that this is not a series about Russia's foreign policy. This is a series which focuses on how people within a democracy reacts to radical change. In other words, how would you react if your democratic rights were sort of threatened?
Now, Norway shares about 120-mile border with Russia. Is there any past or current tensions that the series plays upon, past or current historic tensions between Norway and Russia?
It has to be said, Russia has never attacked Norway in a military sense. And even within the series, it's not a military attack. It's done to diplomatic means. So it doesn't have documentary references, this series. It's a fictitious Russia and a fictitious Norwegian government. And what we've done is we've played with the whole geopolitical environment, but we've done it in order to mirror how we live in Norway and what kind of reactions we may have to change.
That's director Erik Skoldeberg talking about the miniseries Occupied, which tells the story of a fictitious Russian invasion of Norway. It's airing on Norwegian TV this fall.
I told you specifically not to provoke the Russians.
Yes, things have changed, man.
You're tuned to The World.